Stav, Abby and Matt, the B105 Breakfast Show.
Hello, podcasters. Great to have your company. Morgan Evans is going to be joining us on today's podcast.
Lovely guy.
He's so good looking.
Yeah, love the girls went a bit darker.
Don't you think he's good looking?
Yeah, he's handsome.
He's a good looking guy.
But you don't, okay, yeah. Okay.
He's good looking rooster. He, you know him from this song. Doing regional tours around the country at the moment. Mm-hmm. And he's got a new album out that he recorded live from Sydney Opera House.
I reckon he won the breakup as well. I didn't want to say that to him because I didn't think that was.
Yeah, what is that story with him and his ex? I don't know it fully.
Wow. Thank you for asking.
There goes our lunch.
No. Well, they both did, I guess, you know, they're both country singers. And then she was saying that he wasn't sort of there for her, but he was saying he would have went anywhere in the world for her, like he would have travelled. Yeah. That's important because in her latest song and for her new partner, she would post saying, oh, look at this. He's just popped in to see me for a little while.
Right, okay.
Yeah. But then they both released songs and he released a song first and she was like, whoa, okay, wait a minute. I thought you wanted a bit of privacy and then you've gone out and released it.
Mm. What's her name?
It starts with a K.
Ask him, he's just there.
Oh, that's not funny. Imagine that.
Kelsey
Grammer.
Ballerini?
Yeah. Yeah. She's an only child. Just, I don't know why I know random facts about her. You'd like her music. You don't know of her? Never heard of her?
I
She's big.
Know.
She's big. And then she was like.
She doesn't look that large to me.
She's huge over there.
I'm married for 5 years.
Yeah. Yep. Mm. And then she had one line in her song that was saying it's, you know. She was saying something about it's funny and then you've taken half of the house that you didn't pay for. And I was like, whoa, girl.
Right.
I mean, technically he could still be in the building.
Stop saying that.
It doesn't matter.
Over for You is the song. Play a little bit of Over For You. That's a song that he did and he sort of released it before and then.
Only one we've got in the system.
You haven't got Over For You?
Is I Hate Love Song. I don't load them.
I know, but we've played it on the radio before or maybe I've just played it on Spotify.
No, I think Spotify. This one we've got in there of her is I Hate Love Song.
No, that's her, his. Over song. For You is his song.
Oh.
Yeah. Love songs,
but I love you. So that's her.
Yeah, but can you do that one?
What's her, his one, sorry, you want?
Over For You.
Just our internet's a bit slow here, so give me a second.
Do. Loading.
So he wrote it about the split. No, I think it's a really good song.
No, we don't have it.
We don't have. Okay.
Oh, she's angry. Oh, disappointed. Okay.
Same thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think one's worse.
No, sorry, we don't have it.
Okay.
We have I Do, Kiss Somebody.
Oh, yeah, Kiss Somebody's good.
Sometimes
you gotta kiss somebody. Who's the girl that does all that with him? This is Over For You. Ready? You're not. You don't have to stay. No. What can I say before you go? You ready? I would have searched the whole world over for you. Took a flight through the night to be that shoulder for you. She said that he never came when she asked him to come once. On a flight. How many times did you say you love me when it wasn't true? I'm just wondering,
how long has it been over for you? Oh, ages, bro. You know that. Girls have always mentally broken up with dudes before you
and
tell us.
And then she did a reply.
Fuck you right back.
that was great. That was some good times.
Amon, wasn't that?
Yeah.
Then she would post photos of her saying, oh, like about a new boyfriend. Oh, he went through the night to travel to see me. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, that's sad for them. They look like a lovely couple.
Yeah.
Happy.
I reckon he's
fine. But what's good for the love is not good for the music. So
it's a good point. Mm. All right, so her new fella is Chase Stokes. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
He's doing a bit of Google action.
I'm sort of more into him, if I'm being...
Chase?
No.
Morgan. If I had to take a side, I chose Morgan.
Oh, she dating that bloke.
Who's the bloke she's dating?
I watched him on some TV show with Esther.
Yeah.
So what? Now you're into it. Oh, welcome to the party, pal.
what was the name of the show?
Sullivan's Crossing. I'm just picking ones. That
something
I think
like that, like on a. It's had something to do with finding treasure that his dad.
Oh, Rory watches that. Outer Banks.
Outer Banks.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, she's with him.
Is it good?
Like not amazing, but hungover, and you can just sort of follow it, and I didn't mind it. Ah, there you go. Righto. Mm,
she seems all happy.
It's all starting to sort of come together a
and
little
bit. And then she said this one.
Than you've ever been. And I hope I never leave me again.
See? It's about him. That was what she released after the breakup.
She's got a beautiful voice.
And I hope you and Jane are talking more.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Jane?
I hope the top is off the Jeep and you're driving in the wind. And I hope I never leave me again.
Oh, there you go. Well, that is all the couple therapy on Morgan Evans. And you'll hear our chat where we bring none of this up.
None of it.
Well, I could.
Later on the podcast. I mean, you can, but it's
I couldn't
rude.
Have said, I. Oh, by the way, I think you won the breakup.
You could have.
He probably would have liked to have heard it, even off air.
Mm.
You know. Well, we don't get to win much,
we'll
man.
Tell him so we'll tell him to so we can. Listen to the podcast.
All right, let's get into it. Here's the podcast, guys.
The B105 Breakfast Show with Stav, Abby and Matt.
Newcastle boy Morgan Evans.
Morgan Evans.
He is the Aussie country music legend now taking the world by storm.
He's in the studio. Morning, buddy.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back. You're coming back to Australia a little bit more frequently now.
Well, whenever they'll have me, I'll be back.
We'll always have you, know that.
No, it's always good to come back. I came back for Christmas for a little bit just to see the family, but we've just finished a few week tour here now, and the shows were all amazing, and with the live record out, and it seems like a fun time to be back here and hanging out.
Where are you based when you're in the US?
Nashville.
Yep.
Why did you even ask?
I don't know.
Is that a thing now? Because we in Australia, I feel like we've matured so much and everyone is loving country
right. And
it's having its moment. But I guess it's not even a moment. I think it is a true genre where people just love it. Did you feel when you first started like in Newcastle to make it big in country, you had to go to Nashville?
Right. Yeah. Well, I guess at that time, I felt like just so many of my favorite albums, you would look up where they know, who made them and where they came from, and they just all seemed to be done in Nashville. And so I started going to visit Nashville, I guess, in 2012 or something like that, and just discovered the songwriting community there and just knew it was something I had to be a part of.
Have you bumped into Shepherd?
I have, actually. Yeah. We had some mutual friends, and I saw him at a Halloween party, actually. We were all dressed like, I think I went as a Newcastle Knights player to the... I did see them. I love those guys.
Yeah, they're cool.
How good. It's funny because if you punch in Morgan Evans into Google, it's obviously got stuff all about you there, and then it starts to go, how far did Morgan go on The Voice? Which they're obviously talking about Morgan
the
Wallen.
Other Morgan. Yeah.
Oh, I was
other
like, Morgan. I didn't know that. Yeah.
He was on The Voice years and years before. Have people gotten you mixed up from time to time? Because you're both doing massively in country music at the moment.
We've taken slightly different paths over the last few years. But they do this thing actually in Nashville when CMA week comes around, like the awards week, and all the radio stations in America come to the same room.
Wow.
And you kind of do 5 minutes with each one. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I put my first single out, he was putting his second single out. And we were sat right next to each other. And we both did our first interviews of the day as each other. They thought we were the other ones. So
did you act just like a prick so that he would get a bad reputation?
I think we were both just super confused. They were asking me about like growing up in Knoxville. And I was like, I don't know very much about that.
You really had to put on... Could you put on a bit more of an American accent when you're speaking to radio stations over there? Like, is there any words that they're like, sorry, we didn't understand you?
Oh, there's some words, I guess, like you kind of just get used to saying it in the American way so you don't have to repeat yourself. But I try not to. And honestly, I don't notice that I'm doing it until I come back to Australia and then my mates give me a hard time about it. So,
which
is fair enough. You know, I'll take that.
Yeah. Yesterday, you did a free gig in the Queen Street Mall.
Yeah.
I saw it all over the news. Yeah. It looked amazing. How was that?
Man, it was super fun. I haven't done that before. Yeah. I did a little bit of busking when I was growing up, but I always found it like kind of pretty scary, really, like setting up and wondering if anyone's going to be there. And I had that feeling again as I was walking down the mall yesterday. But there's heaps of people there. And you know, it's been kind of a tough time in the last few days, I know, in Australia. And it was awesome to see so many people out with smiles on their faces having a good time.
It was awesome to see that many people on Queen Street Mall. Hasn't happened in a very long time. So
oh, really?
You.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, it felt good yesterday. Good
the
on Tuesday.
Like, thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you say that. Like, it has been a really crazy time in Australia with what happened at Bondi, and it's really sad. Is it like you've lived here and you know how safe it is, and then now you're living in the States. Do you get that worry with the guns and stuff around? Like, is it something that you consciously think about often, or?
I don't know, mate. It's interesting. I feel like that's been a challenge, actually, seeing the way Australia and the Australian media have reacted to it. And it's a good reminder, like, how awful it is and how lucky we are here to be in such a safe place. And, yeah, I guess it is there. There's extra security measures in place at shows and stuff in America for that reason, too, I guess. But, it's nice to be an Aussie when I think about stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure. And this album that you've got out live from Sydney Opera House, I imagine that as...
Is that just a lazy way to do an album, by the way?
What do you mean lazy?
Well, you're at the gig and then you just record it.
Right, it's done.
He smiled, so that's a yes, because he got that.
Well, I mean, no one will go, can you have one from the Marangadan pub or anything? You know,
no, well, I guess you've got your sound system already done. Everybody's cheering. It's iconic.
Yeah. No, it's good. You're right, though. There's something about that that's good. I was like, we should do one of these a year.
Yeah.
that was a really special occasion. I mean, I saw that coming up like on the schedule. And I was like, are they going to let us play country music in the Opera House? That's unreal. And so we sort of set about making the plans to record it properly and video it and all that kind of thing. And it was such a special night. We had John Williamson come out to do Rip Rip Woodchip, which is just, again, such an Aussie cool moment. And I'm really grateful we have it just captured for myself, but also to share with people that couldn't be there.
And the acoustics in that place are like world class as well. So it would have sounded amazing.
Yeah, it sounds unreal. Yeah. And it feels good. Just like walking into the venue feels good. Yeah. And the green room has got this big old piano and you kind of look out at the bridge. And
there's all the photos of everyone who's been there before.
Yeah. And I think there's another thing too. Like, I think when people go to see a show at the Opera House, it feels kind of like a special occasion.
Yeah.
Like they wear a bit of a nicer shirt or something like that. Do their hair a little bit better. Yeah. It's like, it just feels like a really cool place to have an event like that.
Not like those caps and mullets you're seeing in your regional tour. Around the place at the moment.
I mean, the mullets are on fire in Australia right now. Yeah.
Are they not over at Nashville's?
A little bit, yeah. I feel like there's like some more, there's more style options in
Australia.
During
COVID, there was a lot of the footballers who couldn't go to barbers because they were all sort of playing football in lockdown. So they really brought back the mullet.
Right,
and
right.
Stayed.
Yeah, you
stayed.
Should grow one.
No.
You reckon?
Yeah.
No.
Abby's like, no. Don't ruin this perfect man.
Yeah, why would you do that? Look at his hair. It's beautiful.
Nah, you look good.
You want to uglify him? No way.
Nah.
Yeah.
You guys should race. Starting now.
Are you working on one?
No, I'll tell you what, I'll grow one if you grow one.
Well, I'm not in on this. There's already another Morgan with a mullet out there. So.
That's true.
My son's got one, and he's not allowed to have one at school. And
that's a rule?
Wow. Goes to a Catholic school. And he thought he got away with it. And then yesterday at assembly, they said that now that it's term two, they're going to start cracking down on hairstyles.
Which doesn't make sense because Jesus had a long hair.
Yeah,
but he didn't have the mullet, though.
Yeah, he would have at some stage.
I guess.
Growing it out.
Yeah. If Clip
was
around
his lawyer
then.
Going in there.
Yeah, I'll represent.
Morgan Evans, mate, live at Sydney Opera House. The album is out now. Thank you for stopping by the studio. Great to see you, buddy. Thanks for coming
in. Likewise. Thanks for having me on. Cheers, guys.
The B105 Breakfast Show with Stav, Abby and Matt.
Scotty and I are trying to be nice to each other and do like nice things for each other. Mm. So when I was away and I was like, I took the kids and you had the house to yourself for a week. Mm. That's a nice thing to do. Mm. And he was playing footy and he's been working a lot. And I booked him in a massage at our favourite place that we go, which is where you guys go, the haircut, just at Cooper Square, which is like, it's a legitimate massage place, right?
Yeah.
But then
we never question
that. This is what I do question about. This is what I'm getting to. I wasn't like, you're away for a week. You're going to need that. But
that would be very nice.
That would be
you.
Very nice. Very nice.
Hey. Every girl needs to outsource. Mm. But you're busy. But I was, I booked him for then. And then he was like, Abby always does that for me. So then he booked me in a massage.
Right.
Very inconvenient time, but nonetheless, I went. So that's
at a
nice.
Legit place?
Yeah, at a legit place. Same place.
Ah, right.
But okay. They've got extended hours.
Yeah.
But then I was trying to book in and that was busy. And I was driving home and we are in, I'll say the street, okay? Old Cleveland Road,
mm-hmm.
which is a very long one. And as I was driving back, I was like, well, if they're booked out, there's all these massage places which have opened up at our house, like in our area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot. Like a lot. A
lot of tension in that suburb, hey?
Maybe. But I was like, are they legitimate massage places?
It's always hard to tell, isn't it?
Well, I think it's presumed that it's extended hours, but then ours had an extended hours as well.
Uh-huh. Rear entry.
Rear entry. That's a dead giveaway, right?
Dead giveaway.
Or is that rear
the
parking? Defense,
that's the thing. Old Cleveland Road, you can't
There's
really
no parking.
Park out
no,
the
you're
front.
Right.
But that's why they go there, so it looks legit.
Okay. No, there is. There's no street parking, so you'd have to go like rear. But it doesn't say rear parking. And the flashing lights and only open after hours. I just wondered on 131060. Have you gone to a massage place wanting a legitimate massage and finding out that it could be offering extra services?
Because there was that one in, I think it was in Sydney, and she caught flack for it because she put a sign up outside saying no happy endings. And everyone was like, you can't say that. She said, well, we get asked all the time and I'm sick of it, so I'm putting it up in the window.
I think she got in trouble for it, didn't she?
Yeah.
131060, you can remain anonymous. Maybe we won't get anyone. Or maybe you work at a place and people have presumed that it is.
Mm.
You know, if you're giving a massage and people are like, hey, can I pay you extra? And you're like, well,
is
for
this
what?
The vibe I'm giving off?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Because that's illegal.
Uh-huh.
Isn't it?
It's frowned upon. No, I think I think it's illegal.
Because I think you have to pay a license.
Yeah,
you have to have a license.
You have to say what you were. Yeah. If it wasn't illegal, they'd be going, hey, come in. Woo!
And is it that old thing where you say, Before I get this, how long have you been on shift for?
But is a massage illegal, though, if it was to do...
With a happy ending.
If you want all your body massaged.
Mm.
I think if you go to the third leg, I'm pretty... I think it's illegal.
What about if that's where your attention is?
See, that's all where all of our attention is, but...
It'd defeat the purpose of going for me, because the whole time I'm getting the massage, I'd be terrified about the end.
You'd be terrified of that?
Like, is this the right place? Is this a place where they do or they don't? If I ask, what's going to happen? I just keep on massaging me because I'm getting stressed out.
How would you ask?
I don't even know. Hey, I don't know.
And is it the same as when you get your back rubbed and they say, is the pressure okay? And even though it really hurts, you're too afraid to say no.
That's
say
great. Yes. Yep. Keep perfect. Going.
There's a lot that's opened.
I've never been asked. So I don't know whether I'm just picking legitimate places or it's hurtful that
they
don't
know
want
how
to do
cheap
that.
You are.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a cross around your neck, you know.
Yeah, it could be that. Mm. Could be that. I give off a good
They're
vibe.
Like, do we ask you to take everything off and you wanted to keep that on.
I never know how much to take off.
Everything.
Yeah,
do you always go to your undies?
Yes.
Or
you
if
do.
You've got shorts, do you keep shorts on?
It depends if it's a shopping centre one.
Right.
You know, it's a shopping centre one and they
like
just
one of those
close
chairs
there.
Out on the thing.
It's just a foot massage, sir. Can you please put your pants back on?
No, this is how I like to do it.
I always find to really make sure there's no sexuality in the massage at all, leave your socks on. If you leave your socks on,
that's your sign to them. You're not interested.
There are some that are sitting in the chair and it overlooks a food court. Yeah. And I was like, oh, shut the curtains, please. Yeah. I don't want to see people getting a head massage giving that face.
Have you ever gone for a legitimate massage and found out that it was
not legit?
Not legit.
Yeah. And then how do you know? Is it the parking at rear that always gives away?
What are the telltale signs? 13, 10, 60, you can remain completely anonymous when you share these
actually,
stories.
Yeah, actually, please do.
I mean, only if you want to.
Yeah, you might want to promote your business. All right, we've got an anonymous caller. Anonymous, what's your story?
When I was working in Darwin, me and my friend walked past a place and it was all blacked up and it did have the lights. And we went in and then I was like, this definitely looks like that. And she's like, no, it'll be fine. We'll go in there. And we got our massage. And then I heard my friend in the next room and I was like, this definitely is one. And she was like, that's a nice outfit. And I was like, so anyway, ended up getting a 15-minute massage and leaving. And then my friend was like, my girl was wearing a corset.
Oh.
Right. did they offer you? Do they offer girls?
They haven't got 4 hours.
Well, it's a woman on a woman, so she would know where to find it quicker, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
I think she could tell we looked like we weren't.
Yeah.
Really
confused.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah. So, was it a good massage?
It was average. It was good.
Yeah. That's a good question, though. Do they skimp on? Are they actually good masseuses, or are they just masseusing to get to the end part? Do you know? Yeah. Because you.
What are you putting your hand up for research?
You'd want to be good. Hand up. You'd want to be good at both. You know.
You would.
Yeah. No, I see. I think if you're going for that service, you probably people don't care about the.
And who offers a $15 a 15-minute massage?
Yeah, it should be five.
I meant it's like an hour.
There you go to our Darwin
minutes.
Listeners. You know where to go now. Anonymous again in North Lakes. What are you? What's your experience with this?
I work in a little set of shops. There's a couple of different, like a real estate. I work in an office, and then a new massage place opened up next door, and all the girls were so excited because we sit at a desk all day. So I booked my appointment, rang up, booked my appointment, and just like you were saying earlier, you know, when the pressure's too hard, you don't voice it. And I'm a meek person, so I went into my massage, walked in. They had the advertisement on a little board on the counter that said, you know, remedial massage $60, soft massage $40, and I was like, I'll just get the remedial. Mm-hmm. So went into the room, massage bed, 2-seater couch, and a coffee table. So I was like, oh, this is a bit weird. took my attire off, down to my undies, jumped on the bed, ready for my massage. And the lovely lady came in, and she proceeded to get onto the table and use her inner thighs to massage my back.
Oh, no. At what point? You obviously felt, like, uncomfortable, but you still don't say anything, right?
Correct.
Yeah, because you're like...
Don't interrupt her story.
Yeah, I was like, this is different.
Yeah, then what happened?
Yeah, I mean, very, very talented woman. Her knees massaged the back of my thighs. Sav, calm down. But then, well... So I went back to the office and I said to the girls, there's something awry there.
Yeah.
The next day I went to go to the bathroom, which we share with the complex, and I ran into the lovely lady in a nurse's outfit.
Oh, oh
she's
God,
so talented.
Yeah. So,
yeah. And now that's going to be awkward if other people from the workplace go there. I mean, sometimes you just want a massage, right?
Oh, I get picked on all the time about when I'm going back.
Wow. All right, Joe's there. Hey, Joe.
Hey, bud. Hey.
What's your story, mate?
I moved from NZ late last year.
Yeah.
And my oldest boy. And my first job, you know, was lifting bricks in there. And then 3 weeks after, I was on my way to the gym, me and my boy, and heading back from the gym, and you know, I always drive past this massage place. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, you know, my neck and shoulder could do a massage.
Yeah.
Had one of those flashlights around that says open.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no rear entry or anything. So I said to my son, oh, you wait here in the car, well, I was just going to go get a good massage. And I walked straight in there, says $50. And a lovely, lovely Asian lady, she dragged me to the room. She said, oh, $100.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to. I'm not going to say the word.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Excuse me. What it says $50. I want a nick. No. I said, oh no, I don't want this. I went back to the car. Then my son goes, oh, that was quick. Oh, I said, oh, she tried to offer me extra service, and he cracked up. Maybe just go in there, single buddy.
The B105 Breakfast Show with Stav, Abby and Matt.
I saw my nana. I've got two nanas. They're both alive. One is 93. Mm-hmm. She's the one that I accidentally bought a present for that vibrated. It came in the flowers.
An adult toy.
Yeah, it came in the flowers for her 90th. And
that's why she's survived, you think? She's got something to live for.
Her body's there, but sadly she's got dementia. And I say sadly because it really is, it's awful. And everyone's got this thing of like, oh, you know, dementia's fine, you know, for the person that's going through it. It's everyone else around them. And that's actually a complete and utter lie. She was getting really distressed and upset about it. She is on medication now that is making her a lot happier, and it's more enjoyable now, I guess, for everyone to be around her. She does ask me the same questions 20 times, and I sometimes just change it to make it interesting for her in case she remembers.
Yeah, fair enough.
So she said, like, you a really good pianist, and I said, the best, and then we went into the other room and I had to play the piano for her, which was sad to the people that hadn't lost their minds to hear that. But then I visited my other nana, and she's 101. All with it.
Right.
Like smart as a tack. Just as smart as a tack. Her mind is completely there. You know, her body is, and I had to come closer, and I was like, it's Abby. And she's like, oh my God. And then we were talking, telling stories. And her secret to a long life, and this is what gets a bad rap, but I disagree, is she loves gossip. Now, there is two different things. I think gossip gets bad rap as in like, oh, well, that's slander and that's being rude. But her version of it, and she doesn't call it gossip, I do, she loves telling stories that people have told her. Now, people have told her, and often they are carers, so they're not, I guess, secrets. They're just telling the stories. But then she'll relay it to other people with detail. You've got to remember locations and names and all the emotions that go with it. And they've done research into it, and they say that gossip is actually good for your brain because it releases... Is it oxycodone? Oxycodone's a drug, right?
Serotonin,
but dopamine. The one starting with dopamine, all of the good things that you would get by, you know, eating junk food or something.
And that's why women last longer than men.
100%,
because
Matthew.
Men, when we hang out, we don't ask questions. If you don't give, we don't ask. We sink a beer, we have a punt, we're done.
100%.
And then we die.
100%. That's what they've worked out. Wow. And they're like,
and then you
need
can
to
go,
get on board.
Did you hear about Esther? Yeah, Maddie died.
No, because I said to her, I said, how is Adelaide going? Because Adelaide was her carer. And she goes, oh, I haven't thought about her for a while, you know? And I said, and has she got a new partner? And she goes, well, you know that her partner, her husband, of like 30 years left her for another man. And I said, yes, I know. And she goes, but that's not the bad part. If he's happy, she's happy, whatever. But then he wanted her to holiday with his new partner. And I said, well, that is just wrong.
Right, that's
so
weird.
She'll give like, yeah, I know, right. But then we'll go into deep, but she'll give like details for it. I can't believe I've just said that out loud because that was a true story. I guess no one really knows who they are. But she'll, you know, and then O'Carroll will come in and she'll tell me about Corinne and Corinne's family and the kids' names, their ages, what they're doing at uni. You know, and I'll talk to Corinne about it. But she'll remember all those set
details.
You're
going to live to about 5,000.
I don't think
you're going to be like,
she also
you're
did.
Biblical. Yeah.
She also didn't drink alcohol.
Well, 4,000.
But she also remembered timetables for buses. She never drove.
Yeah.
So she was
always...
Well,
you had to remember much more stuff back then, phone numbers and the like and everything like that.
So her version of living a long life is, she says, stay interested in other people.
Yeah, makes sense.
I'm dying next week.
Yeah, details about their
She's
life.
She's living forever. We're gone tomorrow.
I love other people's stories. I love finding out about, you know, where they grew up. Their dreams are, their aspirations. You do? I love it when people call up on the radio and they give us a story or a little bit of a goss.
But
why is that?
Because they're always interesting.
That's what I'm saying.
It's when the people tell you the boring stuff and you're like...
and you have to go through a few boring stuff. And if you know what, they're telling you boring stuff, you haven't asked the right questions to get to the interesting things. And my favourite thing
is... Boring people's personalities is my fault. I don't think so.
No, because I love it when they go, oh my God, I've never told people about this. Oh my God,
but
I can't believe I'm telling you. And I go, don't worry about it. I get it all the time. Yeah. Like, tell me more.
Yeah, you're like people just there at you.
See, I'm already getting the feels. Don't you get the exciting feels?
No.
You know, because you don't want to know.
No, we don't get because it's a burden on us.
Yeah.
That's all right. I'll plan your eulogy.
You planned my eulogy.
We did. In fact, I think we've done it on air already, didn't we?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
When I went shark diving.
That's right.
Just in case. Yeah. But it would need an update now after all my achievements.
What have you achieved within those years? What would we put in there that we didn't have in there?
Boxing. My ex-NRL
career. Correct. Yeah. He did play football.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that's it.
That's two lines. What else do you want us to do?
That's bad. The two lines need updating, don't they? The B105
Breakfast Show with Stav, Abby and Matt.
We're often accused of cotton-wooling our children, aren't we? Wrapping them up in cotton wool.
I was thinking about this yesterday. I went to cross country and there were a couple of kids lying down after exhaustion. They had to be pushed and I was like, this is numbered, isn't it? I reckon this is numbered.
Numbered?
Yeah, in the time that they'll be able to do cross country because it's way too hard and you're pushing people to extreme. And another mum was there and she said she used to be a teacher and she wanted to get like an Olympics thing theme. Mm. And they were like, no, there's too many red, you know.
Red tape, red flags,
tape around
insurance.
It, yeah.
Did they even have winners at the cross country or was it just participation?
They did.
Oh, good.
It was really impressive. Mm. First, second and third. But everyone got a Zupa Dupa.
Right. Yeah.
Which I thought was nice.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
Did they halve the Zupa Dupas?
No, they didn't.
Ooh, rich.
That's what I was thinking. It's a public school in our area, but sure.
Because I think I found the last bastion of not cotton wool in their kids. And I think this one has just snuck through without anyone thinking about it because it struck me on the holidays because I took Roar's ice skating.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of, it was a bit different from when we go regularly. Because it was school holiday, so it was. I think they have a maximum capacity, and it was full. Right, it was absolutely chockers.
They only fit so many people in a ring.
Is this at Acacia Ridge? Because there's one at Boondall and one
at Acacia Ridge. Yeah, no, it was at Acacia Ridge, and there was like three coaches of like holiday classes of kids, right? And they all had bibs on to know who they were with and whatnot. And they were some were young, they were some were very young. There was lots of penguins.
Oh, yeah, they're the ones that you hold. So if you can't skate, they're the ones that Stav was going around with.
Because it just, me and Roz were, half of it was us skating and the other half of it was just looking around because it was bedlam. Obviously, it was so busy. And you could tell that half of these kids, as is the way with like out of school excursions and stuff, I'd say half to at least a quarter had never been on the ice before. And it was like, Maddie, being in an episode of Fail Army. Mm. Like, if you went there on the school holidays with camera, you could be on Fail Army for the next year.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Can you ice skate, Manny?
I haven't done it since I was a kid.
Because you used to go as a kid, because that used to be our pickup place.
Yeah.
We used to go ice skating, and I used to wear a midriff with jeans and pretend I wasn't cold. What a fool.
People could probably tell.
Yeah.
No, because we used to put on black lipstick over the blue lips. So not.
Oh, you cover it up. Yeah.
Ping.
I was 13, Steph.
Okay, good call. And then you look around, though, and you're just like, still, you look
you're
around.
You're on the edge of that cliff and she kicked you right in the spine.
Hey, I was nice. I didn't say I was 12 or 11.
True. But if you really... Stop talking, please.
There's so many things that little me is saying. Shidip. Shidip. Dozay.
But you look around and honestly, there were so many people falling over and stacking it and stacking it like hilariously. But then you take... It took me a time to think and then you take a step back and you go, who thought that getting boots and strapping knives, essentially, to the bottom of them and then letting everyone just go and see how that goes.
Mm.
You know? Just it was survival of the fittest.
It's surprising, though, because it is such a dangerous thing. But I think you see less accidents there because I always get scared of, like, people falling down and someone going over with a skate.
That's what
but
I mean.
But sometimes you see less accidents there than you do just at the monkey bars.
That's true. But monkey bars, I think their days are numbered as well.
What are we going to do with people?
With the children.
See, we send our kids to OSH, like before school care and after school care, and they make you sign a lot of paperwork. And I really do love it, but it's called risk management. And I don't know if that's a way of being like, we can do whatever you want, but they're allowed to climb trees.
Right.
You know, they build fires and it's called risk management and it's from a model over in Sweden, I think it is. Mm. And the kids love it. Mm. And then they go to school and they're allowed,
they're not allowed to
do anything.
Get down off the tree. Get down off the tree. Yeah. Maybe you do sign a waiver for the ice skating.
You would.
I can't
you do it. You sign a waiver when you go to anything. When you go to bounce, you do all of those waivers.
That's true.
You just don't read it.
Mm. So now I'm just trying to find the deadliest things that we can do on the weekends with my daughter now.
Axe throwing?
Oh, yes.
Why do you always want to do this, though?
We'll stick with the blades theme.
You only got one child. Why are you taking so? Why do you want to take so many risks?
I want my weekends back.
Divorce? Too expensive.
You only get one every second.
The B105 Breakfast Show with Stav, Abby and Matt.
Dear Abby.
Sometimes in life, gets real. And that's when you need Abby to help.
I'm trying to help you.
We do need a bit of honesty for this, Dear Abby. Which means you can be so honest but remain anonymous. Okay. She has written, Dear Abby, I am not the owner of the company I work for, but I am the manager and I'm feeling so frustrated with the work from home attitude we have. It's all, if you get your work done, I'm putting in the time. She didn't, but I'm feeling it. If you get the work done, then you can work flexible hours. One of the employees said they were working from home on a Friday. And then I called and no answer, but I got a text saying, hey, I'll give you a call back in a few hours. Then I see that they're in New South Wales for the weekend for some music festival. Just put in for annual leave for that day. You can't say anyone is more efficient at home or it wasn't in this case. Is everyone else over the leftover COVID attitude of, yes, I'm working from anywhere in the world? You are not working when you're in the middle of a mosh pit hooking up with some random.
Wow.
Maybe they did. I'm sure there are some that are truly making it work, but they're the people that would have made it work in the workplace regardless. Mm. Is anyone willing to admit that they're not putting in the same effort that they would if they're face-to-face 5 days a week? Is there any other manager who is feeling the pain that I am? Because I feel like I can't demand people at work because, once again, I'm not the owner, but I am the manager who's left to deal with this.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think it's a bit of a generational thing too.
Oh, you're putting out the generational thing.
Yeah, yeah. People in my day.
What?
When it wasn't actually possible to do because you didn't have the internet and whatnot.
Yeah.
And it's just in our mentality that you go to work and you work 9 to 5 and then you go home and you have your dinner, you know.
Yeah.
And we see all these youngsters doing it. And you're like, this is ridiculous.
My friend was working from home 3 days a week.
Surgeon?
Working in the office, PR.
Yeah.
And working in the office 2 days a week. Mm. And she will openly say, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
But she's like, I don't care because she lives in Sydney and the commute is terrible.
Neither is that.
And she was like, I need to pick up the kids from school.
Mm.
So it's not as efficient. She said, because people don't walk past my desk and tell me things. So I am completely and utterly out of it because I'm working in a like environment where you need to sort of generate ideas. She said, so it doesn't work. It's not as efficient, but I don't care.
Yeah. I think there are definitely some professions where it does work better.
Employers are losing their power and they don't like it.
That's true.
I think it's great.
Working from home.
Why should someone who is better at their job than someone else have to sit in an office and work as many hours? If you've been asked to do a certain amount of work for a certain price and you get it done quicker, you shouldn't be punished by having to sit around an office.
And you've seen it work because your wife's always done it.
She works from home.
And she did it before COVID.
Correct. Yeah. And I, you know, I spent years and years of my career missing out on many, many things because I was scared of getting fired
for it.
And I just think now people don't care as much. No. You know, employers have been able to take advantage of people for so long that now it's switched the other way.
So do you think it is a little bit of a generation thing like Stav, who we always did it? I mean, you always will come in regardless of what time we start our meeting. Yep. You won't change because it's a routine and it's how things are done.
I find that part of me very hard to break. Like, I'm still very much...
I think in this situation, would you feel annoyed if they said they were working from home and you knew that they're at a festival that day?
If they had already completed the work, what does it matter?
Because I guess it's hard to monitor.
I wouldn't do it, but I don't mind people doing it.
Yeah. Oh, now you're trying to act cool and the young.
What's up, fellow teenagers?
I don't think it's the same as if you're a tradie, right?
Yeah.
If you're a tradie.
You can't work from home.
And you can get...
I mean, he could, he should.
But if you can get a job done in half the time...
Work smarter, not...
You shouldn't have to charge half the price just because Barry takes twice as
this
long.
This is the generational thing, though. And what I've said, I think, especially people like my dad, they like to work hard.
Yeah.
And working hard is seen as not lazy. But is he as efficient as someone who's younger?
No.
He's 100% not. So then who's right and who's wrong? But I think that is a real thing of looking at them going, well, you're taking the mickey.
Mm.
And even you see it here, people stomp around the office like, I'm here all day. You're like,
name them. Which ones did you think?
I'm not saying any names, but you know the people.
I'll try not to stomp.
And
that's not fair. Ashley works really hard.
I'm here all day working.
I'm not saying you.
Which ones are you saying?
Thank you.
There is particular people in workplaces I've worked. They stomp around saying how long they're here for. And I go, you are the most inefficient person.
But then we've also got the same where some people are posting photos of them on a boat when they're supposed to be working.
For me, it all comes down to
the
phrase work-life balance. But the most important word in that phrase is balance. And I think some people work too hard, some people life too hard, and you've got to find that thing where you get to do both. So you're doing your job 100% and you're living your life 100%.
We want to know, is this an issue in your workplace? 13 10 60. If you're really annoyed by it and you're just like, ugh! Let us know.
But on the other end too, maybe you're someone who wants to go, Karen, mind you, business.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm.
Yeah.
Like maybe you're like, hey, I get my work done.
I think
so
the thing is you shouldn't say that you're working, you're at a festival and someone calls and you text back. Do you have to be available to answer a phone?
I think so. If you're at work, you still work. Yeah.
A lot of my friends used to work from home before COVID. Mm. And this is like, they used to say, hey, do you want to take the kids to the park? And I used to be like, yeah, what are you doing? They're like, well, I'm working from home on a Wednesday. So we would hang out all day. Mm. But then when the kids went to bed, they would do the work.
Yeah. And that's fine. What's wrong with that?
No, but it was frowned upon. So she had to pretend.
Yeah.
So okay. Like, you know, we're on the seesaw and she's answering a business call. And I was like, wee.
Sounds like
but back
a fun
then she had to
pretend
because it would have been frowned upon.
Yeah.
All right, we got our first anonymous caller. Anonymous, what do you think about this working from home change?
Mate, I reckon it's not the best because, yeah, I mean, I got the girls that work in the office and I'm a tradie.
Mm.
And, yeah, I mean, like, they get their work done. But, yeah, I mean, if I come into the office, there's always something extra to do.
Mm.
But then if I go into the office and there's nothing there. But then also the girls, they're good because they get it through. But then the boys are worse. Because they'll take a Monday or a Friday off and then you see them on Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, mate, my back was sore, like digging that hole. And you're like, oh, but how was the rest of your weekend? Did you play football?
Yeah.
That's it's a good point, though, if you've got, because that's one of the problems with it. It's not easy to do across the board. And if you've got a business where half the people work off-site and the other people work on-site and they can work from home, you've got all the off-siters going, well, I can't do that.
Yeah, when a surgeon wants to dial in from home.
Just like I left. Call in on a Monday morning, I'm sick. And you go, really? Yeah, right.
So, see, because that's the thing. What's the lesser of two evils there? So people they're not throwing a sickie. Mm. They might be at 50% from home, but
I'm at home, but I'm still digging holes. So,
well, you know, we're talking about jobs where you can do it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a surgeon's happy to go in to work. They're getting $80,000 for the day.
They worked hard before. Mm. So, but I think it's harder when you get childcare when everyone was working from home. And I spoke to one of the people when I dropped them off and they're like, yeah, imagine if I was just remotely. Put that down. Put it down. No.
Childcare through Zoom.
Yeah.
that's the issue, isn't it? People feel like it's never going to be fair.
No, that's what it is.
And that's why people
of course,
don't like it.
Because everyone wants to take the easy road. Mm. Why not? Mm. Who wouldn't?
Shane in 8 Mile Plains, hello.
Hey, mate. This one's more a question towards you, Matt, because I believe that you're all for them staying at home. I just want to ask, when Abby went away to the Whit Sundays on her couple-day vacation...
Yeah, a bender.
Long lunch.
Did you actually have to do more work when she was away?
No, they didn't, Shane. They had nothing to contribute and they left at 9 o'clock.
I believe that question was for me and Staz.
Sure. Sorry, ask again. Yeah.
I remember we got to finish our sentences.
Yeah, that was good.
How thrilling were they? No, but did you guys do anything extra? Because I remember we logged in for a meeting and we're like, hey, what do you guys want to talk about? And they're like, I don't know.
I couldn't tell you. We work as hard as we can every single day.
Yeah.
You know?
110%.
From home.
You're still not going to admit you had to cover for us.
Well, if it's hard to speak of her when she's in the room, mate.
Could you work from home for the next 10 minutes, Abs?
Close your eyes, you'll be right.
Look, it all changes. I mean, we don't really even have the same job in here, the three of us.
And see, but to your point there, Shane, too, even say if these two suddenly went, oh, I want to work from home and I didn't want to, I wouldn't begrudge that of anybody either.
Yeah.
It's like, you know,
we were the opposite, though. We hated working from home.
This is a little bit of a different job for it, though, but that was awful.
Yeah.
So, well, I like to see people face to face. So for me, I would find it hard working from home anyway because my company is so boring. And, you know, it's hard. I'm not disciplined enough to work from home. It's the ADHD. You're like, let's put on a wash load. Yeah. Let's vacuum. We should tidy out the drawer. We should have martini out, you know, things like that.
We should do that here.
Courtney's there. Hey, Courtney.
Hi.
Hey, what do you reckon?
Well, I'm for it, but I've also done both. So I worked through it when everyone else was working from home. I had no choice but to go into the office.
All right.
And so that was kind of when everyone was, like, locked down and, you know, people weren't meant to be going out, but people kept coming in to do stupid stuff, basically.
Yeah.
And then I've also now where I can work from home where it's good with the kids are sick, like my five-year-old, I can still work from home while he's on the couch watching TV. So I find that's kind of the good part as well. I'm not necessarily losing a day.
What do you reckon about effectiveness? Do you reckon it depends into the individual and the work that you're actually doing?
Yeah, I think so. But like if it was my two-year-old that was sick, then no, I can't do it.
Yeah.
But if it's my five-year-old that can entertain himself, then yeah, that's I can still get worked up.
It's a good point though, Abs, because the people that are ineffective at home were probably ineffective in the work in the office as well.
Correct. Yeah, but now they just don't have to pretend as much.
Yeah, yeah. They have to flick it off Facebook when the boss walks past.
So I think the numbers are saying most people are for it.
Yeah.
They're in agreement.
The B105 Breakfast Show with Stav, Abby and Matt.
Let's go shopping.
Let's go shopping. Bing, bing, bing.
Technology is an amazing thing and it's made our lives a lot easier in certain aspects, but in other aspects it's made our lives a little bit harder and some people have a problem with that. I know we all talk about when they ask you to tip at a restaurant and you go, you've done nothing because I did it all on the little scanny scan.
That's true, yeah.
Well, tipping you to serve myself?
I don't even like it now when you go overseas. So we, like Indonesia, and you used to have to like tip, but now they give a receipt and they've already automatically done it.
Oh.
Yeah, but then doesn't that take away your power to tell them where they should improve?
Yeah, and like, how much you
their
should
Their service
tip.
Is always better, I think, anyway.
But you know
I know what you mean. It's automatic, especially in America. Yeah.
You're like, hang on, you were horrible.
You forgot my fries.
Yeah. Mm.
And the other area where people are finding it a little bit dicey is at the supermarkets. And one Melbourne guy has taken to TikTok, and I think he's done a rant for the people, because I think a lot of people feel this way, about the self-serve checkouts.
You know when you've got to do a self-serve thing on your own, and you go, beep, beep, I'm working for Coles now. We are working for Coles now. So I'm going to send you my tax file number so I can start getting paid. What do you want me to do next? Stack the shelves? You want me to reverse the truck in? You want me to open up and lock up on the way out? You want me to pack the bag? I don't know how to pack the bag with these condiments and what's going to squash and what's not going to squash. I haven't gone to school for that sort of shit. What am I going to do with grapes? What am I going to do with the grapes? What's next? You want me to make my own Cocoa Pops?
He's got a good point.
He does.
We haven't got a discount for us doing the work. And really, I keep thinking we've taken away someone's job, so they're paying someone less. And then, I mean, this inquiry, what is the inquiry going to do? Into supermarkets. And they made billions and billions of dollars of profit in 1 year.
Mm. So
I don't know. I mean, it's a weird thing, though. When they go to an inquiry, what are they going to do? I'm so sorry we've been so successful. Let us stop doing that. But I think what it is they're not paying the farmers as much and they're still charging us more. So they're making more profit and we don't have the competition.
Yeah. It's a duopoly.
Maybe we should open up our own supermarket.
We cut that down quite a bit because it was quite a foul-mouthed rant in the original. There was a lot of swear words in there. And Coles responded.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they did. But their tone, I think, is wrong. For the exploitative laden rant that he went on, they returned with, "We're so sorry we let you down. We should always have a range of checkout options open for our convenience of our customers, but we hear you loud and clear that this didn't happen when you visited, and we will share your feedback with our ops team because we are always listening and learning, and your vid makes your point very clear."
Copy and paste.
Yeah.
That's like one of many.
They probably send that 50 times
that's
a day.
That's an AI thing. Didn't he also ask for Employer of the Month?
He did. That's what the video is entitled, Employee of the Month. Yeah.
So you want to be careful what you wish for, though, because sometimes you think, I won't go self-serve, and then you jump in a line, and then you get some kid who moves like a bloody sloth, and you're in a rush, and you're like, hurry up, and then there's nothing worse than when they're scanning, and they want to chat, and I'm fine for a little bit of chat, but you need to scan and chat. Don't hold up my steaks or my potatoes and be like chatty, chatty, chat, chat, and then put it down.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's get this.
So will you ever go through or you'll always do the self-checkout now?
I'm always self-checkout. But it depends. You got that gamble. Do I do the self-checkout or do I join the one where there is someone serving what's going to be faster?
Mm.
And then you get really annoyed when you follow the lines and then someone goes before you in either or.
See, I can't even, I don't remember the last time I went into a supermarket.
Oh, you do the click and collect.
Yeah, I do the click and collect. Yeah.
I did have a moment yesterday because I was hearing about the inquiry going into it. And I think it's a Woolworths CEO.
Yes.
He's stepped down.
Well, he will be stepping down. I think his pay was something like $8.4 million.
Because the whole way through the
wrong game.
The whole way through the chat about it, it's a bit of a blonde moment for me. The whole way through the chat about it, they were saying outgoing Woolworth CEO, and I was like, he must be a really nice guy.
What an extrovert.
The B105 Breakfast Show with Stav, Abby and Matt.
Alpha Box tomorrow morning. It'll be Thursday the 18th of April. Here are three answers for you to play Alpha Box and get closer to winning 10 grand.
Your letter is D for Diplodocus and some of your answers are Dalmatian, Dandruff and Deadpool.
Rattle, see ya.
Stav, Abby and Matt, the B105 Breakfast Show.